Now, more of The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX, the business station.
Okay. Besides the Fed meeting today, we do have some other news that's going to influence the markets. The weighted average of 10 leading indicators from the Conference Board of Leading Economic Index for the U.S., that's going to be released. That's expected to rise, about 0.7% or so. And that index increased 0.3% in October, and that followed a 1% gain in September. So, you know, a four-week trend really indicates, you know, we should be getting job gains by the early part of the year, a lot of people feel. So we'll see what that index reports, or it's really an index of indexes. We'll see what that reports in just a few hours. Also going to see earnings reports released from some big companies like Oracle, General Mills, FedEx, Discover Financial, and Nike. Interesting on Nike because they're very affiliated with Tiger Woods, and they've stuck by him through thick and thin. But with their market being pretty much just golfers who really don't care, many of them really don't care about marriage, right? They don't care about upholding a marriage vow. No, these are golfers. These are athletes. Nike Nike really doesn't care. So Nike just cares that how he plays golf. That's what they're concerned about. And chuckling over there is the president of OwnYourMoney.com, Belinda Fuchs, our favorite CPA, and psychologist, money psychologist, I call you. Although you're not really a psychologist by trade, you certainly seemed like one to me, Belinda. So let me ask you about Tiger. You know, it was released, I guess it came out that Tiger's high school girlfriend, Dina Parr, came out and said that during his freshman year in college, Woods would call her from the road and during the summer to talk about his parents' relationship. He said he would just call crying and said, "My dad is with another woman." And that would be all he could say. You know, he'd be so upset. So I just tried to be there for him and listen to him. That's what she says in a recent interview. So apparently it was in the family, this
Well, there's probably a lot of similarities with money. I mean, that, you know, people model what they see.
Yes, indeed.
I mean, whether we like it or not, we often do, rather unconsciously.
The Kennedy men did it because of Joseph Kennedy.
It's not an excuse by any means.
But here you have Tiger. But Tiger was absolutely devastated by that behavior. So you'd think he would not emulate it. You'd think that it would turn him off and that he would be more inclined to honor his marriage commitments.
You'd think so, but I must admit that I can't speak for his potential indiscretions. But, you know, it is interesting because when you look at how we are with money, oftentimes we say, oh, I don't want to be like my parents. And sometimes we do rather unconsciously because that's what we know. That's what we feel like we've been trained. And I talk about it as either mirroring or matching what we see. So either we match it and we do the same thing, or we mirror it and we do the exact opposite when it comes to money. So, you know, there are a lot of similarities there. Sad but true. Uh-huh. The key part is that people take control, which is maybe a little segue here, but that they take responsibility for themselves and that they don't just use whatever their parents' behavior was as any sort of excuse for their own.
Uh-huh. Well, in other Tiger news, Elin and the kids have gone to Sweden. And Tiger's
going to
stay, stay around with his buddies. And his buddies' wives are not too thrilled about that.
Wow, you're pretty harsh today.
Well, you know,
glad
Tiger's buddies
about golf.
Have been given millions of dollars by Tiger, and he put them in all of his corporations, his heads and so forth, and given them great jobs. So, you know, they all owe Tiger big time. And, you know, they arrange for his travel and his mistress's travel.
So. Okay, quick. You better get to the topic here because you're going down a very slippery slope, Ron.
Okay, my guest, Belinda Fuchs.
We may be entertaining the listeners, though.
Belinda makes personal and business finance and money management rewarding, fun, and profitable. And she's a financial coach, folks, and speaker. Belinda's president of OwnYourMoney.com, a financial coaching and education company dedicated to helping people make more money, save more money, and stress less about their money. And her newest product, Invest in Yourself, the 7-day system to take control of your money. Belinda personally coaches you step by step with a formula to reclaim your financial power and rebuild your bank account. You know, she's been on ABC, NBC, hosts a television show, Money in Your Mind. Recently was in Yahoo Finance, SmartMoney.com, Today's Financial Women, Boston Business Journal, et cetera, et cetera. Well, welcome back to our show, Belinda Fuchs.
Thank you.
And good morning, Belinda.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
You're so chipper today. It's great.
There you go. Well, you put me in this kind of a mood, Belinda.
I do. I know.
There you go.
Well, we're trying to make money fun here. We keep, you know, lighten it up.
So before we get on to your topics, you're going to talk a lot about your system, which, by the way, makes a tremendous Hanukkah or Christmas gift.
It does.
Yes, it does.
I agree
completely.
But
before we talk about that, let's play a little trivia. What do you say?
Let's go for it.
Okay. Now, we have, folks, movie tickets, courtesy of Regal Cinemas, as our prizes today. You can see the number 2 movie in box office receipts of this last weekend, The Blind Side, or Old Dogs, which has dropped down to, I think, number 8, still in the top 10. That's with John Travolta and Robin Williams. So your choice with the correct answer. And Belinda, what's our trivia question this morning?
It is, what pioneer in televangelism who founded a multi-million dollar ministry and a university that bears his name died yesterday at 91? And as a bonus, was he Christian, Mormon, or Jewish?
Wow.
Wow. A little holiday treat there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 877-NEW-1060, 877-639-1060. As usual, folks, there's no penalty for an incorrect answer. So go ahead and guess. It's quite all right. And we are for you at 877-639-1060. And if you also, you can call that number if you have any questions for Belinda. Now, let's talk a little bit about your new CD series and what's the impact when people really don't take control of their money?
Well, I think that that's a lot of where people are right now, and that they're feeling anxious, they're feeling overwhelmed, and they're feeling like money is very scarce right now. And I definitely get that. The key thing, though, is that instead of letting the economy and our circumstances control us, it's time that we reclaimed our power over our finances and truly took control. Because if we don't, the consequences are huge. I mean, and I think that a lot of times we just ignore this. We just forget that if we don't do anything, it means that financially we're working until we die. Because if we don't have any savings, then at no point can we stop working and live off of our savings. And people always will say to me, oh, well, I plan on doing it when. I plan on saving more when, dot, dot, dot. When I get a promotion, when my child goes to college, when I sell my house. And it's always some other day than today. So it's important that we recognize that, because the other thing is that when we don't take control, we never feel like we have enough. And each $15 a day that we spend and we don't get a return on can literally turn into over $1 million by the time that we're 65. And I'll give you some statistics on that, too. I know it's really startling. And emotionally, we stay in this overwhelmed, anxious, and frustrated state when we feel owned by our money. That it's this whole concept that even had me name my company Owned Your Money, because I feel like that's the key place that fundamentally we're missing out on when we don't take control of our money. And it's a very powerful place to be.
Hmm. Well, and, you know, let's talk a little bit about your new CD, which we say is a fantastic, a fabulous, an incredible holiday gift.
Thank you.
And why did you really create this particular CD?
Well, what I was noticing over and over again with my clients, because I do a lot of private coaching. Do you want to take the?
All righty, let's go
to. I think we have a caller in for our trivia question.
Jeff in Austin, you're on the Financial Consultants.
Yes. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Do you have an answer to our trivia question?
I believe you're referring to Oral Roberts.
Wow. Okay, now what's the second part of our question? Was
I'm pretty sure
Jewish,
he's Christian.
Or Mormon?
You are correct.
That's right. We only asked that question because I think half the people I meet thinks he's Mormon for some reason, but he's not. I mean, the school is down south, and it's really a Southern Baptist. But anyway, you are a winner. Would you like to see The Blind Side or Old Dogs?
I guess The Blind Side.
The Blind Side it is. Okay, we'll send those tickets right out to you. Do you have any questions for Belinda or for me?
No, I'm just listening to your talk. It's very informative.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you, Jeff. Thanks. Feel free to call back,
Jeff,
with any questions.
Happy holidays. Okay. Our phone number, 877-New-1060-877-639-1060. That was pretty quick. A lot quicker than the last few questions.
I know. First try. Good job, Jeff.
So, yeah. I mean, that was an easy question. We were trying. It's the holiday season. We're trying to give away as many movie tickets as possible.
Let's be generous here, right?
All right. And we'll have more with Belinda Fuchs in just a couple of minutes. First, our market report. Give us a call with your questions, 877-639-1060. This is Ron Birnbaum. We'll be right back.